This is called Fusion Muse. Before I begin, I want to mention that I do have a text blog. For those of you who are iPod listeners and maybe not be aware of the text version of the blog, the reason that it's important is because I often talk about technical issues that include code. I always write those podcasts down as articles on the blog, and I include the sample code that I'm talking about in the podcast. So if you want to see the visuals, that's the place to go. It's mkruger.cfwebtools.com, mkruger.cfwebtools.com, or you can go to cfwebtools.com and simply click on Mark's blog on that page. It'll take you directly to the blog page. I want to talk to you tonight about CFML and RAD development with cut and paste. The title of the blog is Radder Rad with CFML and Cut and Paste. That sounds like a mouthful. I don't know if you're new to development, but when I first heard of the term RAD, R-A-D, my immediate thought was of the wonderful folks of Virginia and the Cumberland Gap, where I met my wife in Southwest Virginia. She was a nurse from Minnesota, and I was a city boy from Chicago, and we met in the beautiful mountains of Appalachia, where we had both gone to take jobs. Everybody there knew about RAD. RAD is the opposite of blue, and if you mix a little yeller into it, you get orange. So that's my joke for the day. When I started studying IT and technology, it didn't take me long to learn that RAD stood for Rapid Application Development. And particularly when I got interested in cold fusion, I began to hear the term a lot, because RAD is a word that's often used to describe CFML, the language. CFML is known as being usable and accessible as a language. And I want to talk to you tonight about one of the reasons why that is the case. One of the best things about cold fusion is the way that it allows you to leverage the database and leverage SQL as a language. Rather than force a user to wrangle with string concatenation, Cold Fusion leverages its status as a tag-based language to make writing SQL code conceptually easier. In other words, I have a much easier time picking out certain things and picking out the actual query code and seeing it apart from the scriptable code on the page. In Cold Fusion, I can cut and paste human-readable queries from a query tool right into my Cold Fusion page and use them as is, or variableize the where clause or whatever, and I can retain the same formatting and the same look, so that my programming in my query tool, my programming in my Cold Fusion, in HomeSite or Dreamweaver or Safe Eclipse, has a very similar feel and similar look to it. So I have a visual unifier between the two sections. To take an example and compare it to another language, let's just say you have the following query, and I'll try to do this so you can understand even over the podcast. You have a query that's written exactly like this: select asterisk from users where username equals Sally and password equals the camel. Now, if I were to take this query and move it to ASP and replace the two where clauses with items with the variables, I would end up with this following string concatenation. So I have a variable called SQL, and I'm going to make a string that I'm then going to pass to the execute. My string is going to be select asterisk from users where space, then an ampersand, okay, then an underscore, that's to get my line break in there, right? Username equals single quotes space single quotes double quotes ampersand request, and then in parentheses username double quotes single quotes and password equals single quotes double quotes ampersand request password. Now, if you got lost anywhere in there, go to the website and check out the code that I have listed there, and you'll see exactly what I mean. ASP code, when it comes to queries, is really messy. It really doesn't look good. It really doesn't feel good. It really doesn't feel like query code. It feels much more like string parsing than it does like query code. And the end result generally bears little resemblance to the initial query that you so nicely formatted in Query Analyzer. So I might take it from Query Analyzer and paste it into my SP page, but I'm going to really have to seriously mangle it to get it to fit the ASP model. And that's true of most languages. You've got to concatenate a long string, taking care of the single quotes, pass it to a database object. That's the way it works in most languages. Now here's the same code in ColdFusion. CF query, name equals query, data source equals data source, and then in between the two tags, select asterisk from user where username equals form.username and password equals form.password. Now that is virtually the exact same query that I had in my query analyzer. And I could cut it and I could paste it directly into my CF query tag and simply add the form.username, form.password, the variables to the where clause, and I am done. And similarly, I can take it out of the CF query tag, back into the query analyzer, and use it there and make further modifications on it. I don't have to program SQL inside of ColdFusion, and I don't have to mangle my SQL that I've nicely done. I can make use of the code and write it in one place and use it in both. So that is a serious advantage, I think, in ColdFusion. Now, what's happening under the hood? Same thing in both cases. Under the hood, ColdFusion is abstracting for you. It takes the string from you, between the two query tags, and it parses through it, and it creates an executable SQL statement, and it puts it into the prepare, and it sends it to the JDBC driver. So functionally, there's virtually no difference. Both snippets result in the result set, but the first snippet simply takes longer to write, and it'll be much more difficult to change and maintain, while the second snippet can exist in two environments and be easily modifiable with very little editing effort. Now, if you add conditionals, the problem becomes even more pronounced. If I have two form variables, for example, a search string and a type variable, let's say, and I want to always search by the search string, but only search by the type if it's populated, then in ColdFusion, I can do that right inside the CF query tag. I do select asterisk from news where title like form.searchString, and then right there I have CFIF length, trim form.type, or maybe I have isEmpty is my favorite function, and type like form.type, and I've got it, and I'm done. I have the conditionals right in there. I can add comments, I can do whatever I need to right inside the CF query tag. With ASP, I'm forced to add the conditional to the concatenation and concatenate on, tack on, and type like, so on, and request.type. So in ASP, again, it's messier. It's not going to come easily from Query Analyzer into my ASP code. In my view, it's just harder to read, harder to get it going back and forth, harder to copy it back into Query Analyzer and rework it, and it's true of most of the languages. This readability factor in ColdFusion database code is a tremendous advantage for ColdFusion, that the code can be developed in a query-friendly tool and ported over to ColdFusion without a whole lot of hassle. That's a tremendous advantage, and I don't have to parse a long string, I don't have to concatenate it. All I have to do is this variabilization of the where clause. So I think it's why database programmers love ColdFusion for the intranet, for the extranet. We make these add, edit, and delete tools. Anybody who's worked with ColdFusion very long knows that virtually the most prevalent tool you make is an add, edit, delete tool. Add, edit, and delete from a table. Users, products, categories, whatever. And the accessibility of the query code makes that much, much more pleasurable experience for those of us who work with database code. One more note that I would call maybe an insight or a highlight. I used to think that because SQL code was so accessible in ColdFusion that it made the database too easy to work with and resulted in ColdFusion coders not being as sophisticated as they might be with SQL code. Now, I still believe that virtually all web developers are undereducated when it comes to SQL code. That the most important, most significant thing you can learn if you're at the intermediate level with ColdFusion or any other web programming language is SQL. It's virtually impossible to do anything significant in ColdFusion or any other web language without accessing a database. So knowing SQL is number one in my book after you learn the nuances of your particular language. But having said that, I used to think that because it was so accessible in ColdFusion that ColdFusion coders really didn't take the time to become advanced at their SQL code and weren't as good as they could be. Well, that may be true, but I have now worked with a lot of other applications written in other languages, and I've come to the conclusion that ColdFusion programmers actually know a bit more about the database than a lot of other programmers do in ASP and Java and JSP and .NET. I feel like ColdFusion programmers actually have a better grasp of interaction with the database, perhaps because the code is so upfront and easy to grasp and easy for them to work with. So I kind of flip my idea on that. I feel like now I think that ColdFusion can focus on SQL as the locus of their effort when it comes to the CF query tag, rather than on the syntax of the parent coding language. And so they don't have to struggle over unions and joins and advanced techniques in SQL like ASP and PHP programmers, because the CF query tag functions sort of as a visual unifier, a bridge between their better query tool and the web scripting language. So that's for free. For those of you interested, in my next podcast, I'm going to cover several tips to make CFML more rad. So if you're interested in some tips that I have come across that help speed up rapid development even more, that fully leverage the power of ColdFusion, please keep listening. And I hope to talk to you soon. This is ColdFusion Muse.